We're learning Nida Daf Hey Amid Aleph still, and we're starting from the two dots in the middle of the Amid. It said in the Mishnah that there's a Machlokes, and we're going to the Rabbanon, Lamaisa, you go back 24 hours or Pekida Lepekida. You go back, if she sees Dam, a regular Ria, regular period, then the Lach is anything she handled the last 24 hours is Tamei, or from the last Bedika, that's the thing. And then it said in the Mishnah also that if she has Tashmish, and before Tashmish made a bedika, or after Tashmish made a bedika, the halach is that bedika also works if she was tar. That from the bedika, that bedika also works to make the cutoff point any time before that she's tar. And really, the Elam asked on the Mishnah, it's pashut. What's the difference? It's a regular bedika. Who cares what the bedika was for? So the Gemara is going to discuss that right now. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eid shelifnei Tashmish ein amayit kepekida. The bedika that she makes before Tashmish does not work to emayit any tumah. And we are choshesh, maybe it wasn't a good 100% good bedika. My time, what's the pshat? Om Rav Katina, since she's rushing to be with her husband, so therefore, it's not maybe not a good bedika. Gemara asks, what's the difference? So what? So the Gemara, she doesn't stick the bedika into all the folds and holes in the Eisa Makam when she makes the bedika. There's a lot of folds there, and she doesn't put it in so well, and it might be damn there, and she didn't reach that Makam. So it's an interesting Gemara, because Gemara is saying, regarding Tyrus, we're worried it's not a good bedika, but regarding her husband, for Tashmis, it is a good bedika. What's the pshat? So it's a big machakas showing him. Some want to say from here that you see from here that you don't need churim for stalking for labayla. You don't need for your husband. You don't need that. Lamaisa Roshayim say they argue that they do need churim for stalking even for your husband. And the reason why here we're worried she didn't do a good bedika is, and still it's good for tashmish, is because this bedika for tashmish is only a chumra, and for the chumra it's good enough even though they might have not done churim for stalking, but not a raya lamaisa to our bedikas. But in any case, what's the gay argument is that Rehuda Mashmuel says that the bdika before Tashmish is taka not memayet. That means that if she made a bdika, a regular bdika in the morning, and then she was mishamish at 8 o'clock in the evening with a bdika before that, then she saw dam at 10, any tyrus she used from the morning until 10 o'clock tonight are tamay. She made a bdika at 8 o'clock and she found herself tar. No, worried that since it's a bdika before Tashmish, it's not a good bdika, because maybe she didn't put it into churim v'sadakim. So I was going to ask for our Mishnah. Tanakh, we're going to know our Mishnah. Ha-mishamesh es ba'edim. Someone who's mishamesh with edim. Eid means the aid bedika, with bedika clause. Someone who has tashmish with bedika clause. Ha-reizu k'pekida. That's like a good bedika. So it says, loshen edim, loshen rabim. My love, chad afnei tashmish, v'chad la'acha tashmish. Are we talking about a bedika before tashmish and a bedika after tashmish? And it's mashma, both of them work to be mayit from Pekida, to be counted as a Bedika. Zok the Gemara, no. When it says Eidim, it means both after Tashmish. Eidi v'eidi l'acha Tashmish. Ay, it says Losha Rabim. Ve'echad lo'i, one for him, ve'echad lo, one per. After Tashmish, he wipes himself with that Bedika cloth, and she wipes herself with a different Bedika cloth, and they both come out Tar. Then we know from then on, from before that, she was Tar. I learned in the Mishnah. Derech Bnei Yisrael, Meshamesh Shnei Edim. Derech is of Bnei Yisrael that the Meshamesh has with two bedika clothes, Echaloi, one for him, Vechaloi, one for her. So we're saying now that the Mishnah means one for him, one for her, but both of them are after Tashmish. And by after Tashmish, there's no chash of Mahum Lebesa. She's not rushing anymore, and therefore it could be a good bedika. Zog Demar, hi, Mike. If the Mishnah is talking about the Eidim, the Bedikas are one before, one after, so we understand what the Mishnah is teaching us. Itzrich, then the Mishnah has to teach us this case of Eidim. You would think, since she's rushing to be Mishamish, she's not making a good Bedika, Kamash Malon, and the Mishnah would tell us that Rezuka Pekida is a good Bedika, even the one before. Eli Amris, but if you say, Idi v'idi, but if you say that idi v'idi achar lachat hashmish pshita, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush b'chlav that bedika? The whole mishnah doesn't make any sense. The mishnah is saying make a bedika after hashmish, So it's counted as a cutoff that anything before that was tar. Of course, there's no chash, there's no humul lebeisa. So if that's the case of the Mishnah, what is the chiddush? So the Gemara, you know what the chiddush is? Maybe really she saw some dam. Why don't you find it with the bedika? Because the shechah zera from the tashmish covered it. Kamash v'lon is still a good bedika. So this is one mahalach in our Mishnah. Mishmesh v'edim means one for him, one for her, and I was the chiddush that bedika is a good bedika. The chiddush is that even though maybe it was covered by shechah zera, still either dam, the blood was covered by shechah zera, still it's a good bedika. Everybody say my different tarets. That really we're talking about the two bedikas are one before tashmish, one after tashmish. The one before tashmish b'shul doesn't work. Doesn't work that bedika. So what's the Mishnah telling us? But he's saying mashtei bedikas that shulchan rabbanon. The rabbanon will mechayev two bedikas. Chad afei tashmish, chad achalach tashmish. One before tashmish, one after tashmish. Like the Mishnah says later on, that by someone who's working with tyrus has to make a bedika before and bedika afterwards. V'chitani arezu kepekida. And when the Mishnah says that it works, the bedika is only going lach tashmish, only going the one after tashmish. The question is, so then why you say the case of bedika before tashmish? What's that negeya? It doesn't work. So what's that negeya to our Mishnah? So the teretz is that the Mishnah teaches us two things. The Mishnah teaching us one thing is that a isha has to be mishamish with two bedikas, one before tashmish, one after tashmish. And another thing is teaching us that the bedika achat tashmish is good as used as a bearer that she was tar.
What do you need the one before?
You need the one before because that's the halacha that the Rabbanim instituted that someone who's with tyrus has to make a bedika before. It doesn't help for it helps for the tashmish to make tashmish mutter. It helps for the husband. That's what it helps for. But the question is, v'hamishemeshes k'tani. It says hamishemeshes. So if the Mishnah is teaching us that you have to do something, it shouldn't say someone who does it with two bedikas. So the Gemara says, you're right. K'tani, v'hamishemeshes k'tani. T'ni umishemeshes. The way you have to read the Mishnah is that umishemeshes, that it's telling you halacha, that you have to be mishamesh with two bedikas. And then it says, harezu kufkida, which is going on the other halacha, which is going on the halacha of that it's a vaday that she's tahar. And the din of mishameshes b'shtei edim is even if she has a vest, k'mavuyer. Taitzis and Rashi both speak it out, that that's a chiddush, that she's mishameshes with two bedikas before and after. Even if she has a vest, still you have to do that. It says in the Mishnah that when she makes a bedika with tashmish, which we said means after the one that's after the tashmish, it says it's harezu kepekhida, it's like a bedika, and it's a mat in a metas yad meisleis, and it's also a mayit from the last bedika. Vaidei mepekhida vepekhida. That's the Mishnah said. Zok to Gemara. Hashda meisleis in a metas, madach, it's mayit meisleis. That means it's supposed to be tummy last 24 hours. If she finds tummy now, we have a suffix that maybe she was tummy last 24 hours. So we say the bedika of tashmish works to be mayit that. They say, no, it's only from the bedika and on do you have the suffix. So, mevkida lepkida mebayi, you haven't told me a chiddush from pkida lepkida. By pkida lepkida is less time. It's much less time. Pkida means that even she made a bedika in the morning, so she would have, everything since the morning, from 8 o'clock this evening, since the morning, would have been tamei. Kamash v'lan, the bedika at 8 o'clock works for that. So that's shorter time. So madach works for 24 hours, the bedika of tashmish, for sure, be mayit on from the last bedika, which is only less than 24 hours. So Gemara says, ma'u detema na'es la'es. Maybe Meis Leis is Pseid the Tyrus last 24 hours to make all the Tyrus Tameh. So then we'll be Seimich, we'll rely on this Bedika for Tash, we'll say no, only from the Bedika and on is a problem of a Safik of Tumah. Ava Pekida, which is not so much time, that's what Pseid the, maybe you would say, no, I don't rely on this Bedika after Tash, because it wasn't a good Bedika, maybe. Kamash Wallah, no. Kamashwa, no, that still you can be soymich on the bedika of tashmish.